Harry Potter actress Miriam Margolyes compares British and English flags to swastikas during Rambling Charlie Kirk post. By Kurt Zindelka on September 14, 2025. British actress Miriam Margolyes compared the UK and England flags being raised across the United Kingdom to the swastikas of Nazi Germany. In a post maligning the supposed disproportionate coverage of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. In recent months, there has been an outpouring of patriotic civil disobedience in opposition to the Westminster establishment's mass migration agenda. With citizens across the country raising the British Union Jack and England's St. George flags in their communities. While the Raise the Colours campaign has been almost entirely peaceful, Miriam Margolyes, a British character actor known internationally for her role as Professor Sprout in the Harry Potter film series, compared the protest movement to Nazi Germany. "Make no mistake, the forces of violence are stalking the world," she wrote on X. "And when you see flags, Union Jacks and the cross of St. George pinned to lampposts and church towers, you are looking at swastikas." The incendiary comments from Margolyes came in the same post in which she decried the amount of attention paid to the assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk on Wednesday, compared to other political killings in the United States. "I mourn Mr. Kirk's death, though I loathed what he stood for. But the raising of his death and the ignoring of other political assassinations shows the state of the states," she said. Her decision to brand ordinary British citizens as being akin to the Nazis for raising their own country's flag came despite mounting criticism of the legacy media and political classes for contributing to the increasingly hostile political climate that apparently contributed to the killing of Kirk. Additionally, in her wide-ranging post, the Jewish heritage actress appeared to accuse the State of Israel of committing genocide in its conflict against the Islamist Hamas terrorists in Gaza, responsible for the October 7 terror attacks. "Genocide goes unpunished and the Jewish festivals are soon to be celebrated. I have lost my faith," Margolyes said. The Harry Potter star has previously accused Israel of committing genocide, saying last year that she believes Adolf Hitler had changed Jewish people in Israel from being compassionate into a vicious genocidal nationalist nation. Margolyes was not the only figure to criticize the flag campaign in recent days, with British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer saying on Sunday, "Britain is a nation proudly built on tolerance, diversity and respect. Our flag represents our diverse country and we will never surrender it to those that use it as a symbol of violence, fear and division." Starmer's critiques came in response to a large-scale protest in London on Saturday organized by anti-grooming gang activist Tommy Robinson, during which 25 arrests were made and 26 officers were injured, mostly amid street skirmishes after the Met Police closed off access to the protest after underestimating its scale. While many in the legacy media have attempted to brand the demonstration as an outpouring of the far right, former Tony Blair advisor and Sky News presenter Trevor Phillips said that the vast majority of those in attendance were average British citizens, concerned about immigration, free speech, and the decline of Christianity. Phillips, who attended the demo, said, "At the margins, there was some hooliganism. But I think that for those who opposed Robinson and his ilk, the most alarming aspect of the event was just how normal the vast majority of the marchers were. I spent an hour or two among them, and my own impression was that they were mostly the sort of people you'd meet in a country pub or in a halftime queue for the loo at football or at a concert. There was a sprinkling of black and brown faces and the event was brought to a close by a gospel group singing Jerusalem. All that must worry the traditional mass parties, Labour and Conservatives, now polling at less than 40% between them. They're draining support to parties like Reform and the Greens. And yet, a man recently out of jail, condemned as an extremist thug by most mainstream media outlets, can rally a demo the size of the entire population of Cambridge or Blackpool. A feat you couldn't imagine either Sir Keir Starmer or Kemi Badenoch pulling off anytime soon. Perhaps the people are sending us all a message. Let's see if anyone at Westminster is listening." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.